It's dark out here. I can barely see my fingers.
Shit! Oh my god, you scared the crap out of me! No! No, I just didn't expect someone else would be out here. The party died down a bit, so, I figured I'd get some fresh air and smoke a cig. You want one? Try it. Come on, it won't kill you or anything. Immediately. You gotta inhale. Otherwise, it'll burn out. You just need to take it in gently. Just breathe in like you normally would. God, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. Fine, I'll have the rest of it. You just wipe the tears away and calm down. So, what you doing here all by yourself, sitting by the tree trunk with a beer in your hand? Actually, shit, that's a lot of empty beer bottles. How long have you been here for? Yeah, I thought I saw you hanging out with Daniel at first. Oh, I think he just left. Tried to make out with Amelie. She did not like it. At all. Yeah, people are breaking up into smaller groups and having fun elsewhere. This actually isn't as good as I thought it would be. I might just head back home. Underwhelming, I know. It's barely 11 o'clock. Graduation is tiring enough. I mean, talking to all these people, knowing you most likely won't see each other again. Shit, man. I tried very hard to prepare for it mentally. Still makes my eyes water a bit. You look sad as well. You look like your parents kicked you out of the house. You know what you need? A cheerleader like me. I'm trained to bring sunshine and smiles into people's lives. No, I'm actually not. All I learned is how to do thigh stands and trash talk other girls. But you did find that funny, so that's a start. Do you want to tell me what's been bugging you? I know something's wrong. Well, scoot over. I'll sit down right next to you. Let me have a drink as well. Yeah, I know how it feels to have those thoughts too. You keep thinking, what could have been, what could have gone your way. All the embarrassing things you wish you'd averted. You know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter at all. Everything that could have been, never was, and never will be. So, shit, that is deep. You better write that down on a notepad. I wish I didn't make a lot of wrong choices. I wish that I'd been less naive and seen people for who they really are. It's not aimed at you, though. You were always kind and genuine and never meant anything bad. What about you? What do you wish you could have done? God, it's always girls with you people, isn't it? Just can't keep your eyes off us like we're some merchandise. Okay, so come on, tell me which one is your dream girl then. Wait, no, let me guess. I think I know your type. Let's see. I know you prefer blondes. And she can't be too short, it has to be about your height. You don't like the bratty ones. Who does that leave us with? Ella! She told me how you liked all her Instagram posts. And that is super creepy. Christina then. Didn't you two sit next to each other in chemistry for 2 years? What? You have to be fucking with me. Alright, so not those two. Damn, I am really hard pressed to find someone. Wait, you're not fooling me. I see that stupid grin on your face. I know, I guessed correctly, right? And you're just a dick for not agreeing. I'm psychic. Fine then, let the cat out of the bag. We're all leaving, so no one would care who was your high school crush. Me? You gotta be joking now. What part of me could possibly attract you? Oh. That was really kind of you. Actually, no one has said anything this nice to me for a long time. It's so heartwarming that someone like you sees me as a true friend. I mean, everyone thinks I'm the pretty cheerleader who always brightens up the room, but I have my struggles as well. Mainly relationships. My ex was pressuring me into doing things I was not prepared for, and I didn't know how to say stop. He was such a dickhead. So glad I got rid of him. That's the kind of bad decisions I'm talking about. I regret meeting him. Thanks. I could really use a shoulder to lie on. It's getting cold. Can you hold me tighter? Actually, just turn around and cuddle with me. What? No one would see us anyways. It's so dark I can barely see you. You smell nice, you know that? Yeah, good hygiene is what I look for in guys. Okay, so what would you do if we were seeing each other? What would our first date be like? Counting stars, okay. A bit of astronomy never hurt anybody. I was expecting you to say movies or dinner together. You know what? We could do it right now. The sky's pretty clear tonight. Alright, let me have a try. So, I know that's Andromeda. And that group over there should be Canis Major. Big dog. See, I'm nothing like the other airhead cheerleaders at all. Yeah, I know. It's a shame we didn't get to spend more time together. But I think maybe you need to stop dwelling on the past. Maybe you should learn to enjoy the present. Don't move. I know you want this. I can hear your heart pounding so fast. Let me straddle you and sit in your lap. Don't think about it too much, okay? I know this came out of nowhere, but we've wasted so much time and opportunities. I am not gonna pass on this one. Take off your shirt. Jeans down as well. You like when I kiss your neck? And then work all the way down to your chest. Or maybe I should go a bit lower. I might find something good there, right? Something hard and warm. It's ripping your boxers apart. I can't see it that well in the dark, but I can feel there's a nice shape to it. And I might have to use my mouth to, you know, determine the size more accurately. Mm.
You know, you don't taste half bad. Your turn now. Take my top off. I know you stare at my tits all the time when I'm in my cheer uniform. Here, undo my bra, and then you can see for yourself. Just the perfect size. You're flattering me. No need to rush. Feel them first with your hands. Run them all over my body. I want you to get to know me. Every inch of my soft, silky, smooth skin. Turns out the thighs are where you're interested, huh? Or maybe it's what's between them. Have a feel before you peel off my panties. You feel how wet it is? You made that happen. Sit still. I want to ride you. Here, just pull my panties to the side. Oh my god. It feels like it was always meant to be inside me. I don't know why, but this feels like something I missed for so long. Grab my tits. Soft and perky, huh? I hope I didn't disappoint. You know, I would give everything to undo all my stupid relationships with guys and start over with you. Fuck, you keep moving your hands like that. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Hold me. Fuck. Fuck. That was amazing. I'm dripping all over your cock. Fuck. Thanks for making me come so hard. No, of course I haven't forgotten about you. Sure, I could get into a new position for you. Okay. I'll stand up with my back against the tree. And you can take me from the front. Oh, this is so intimate. I love it. Yeah. Pound me harder. Yeah, lift up my skirt and grab that ass. Yeah.
trash for most of your high school. Half naked, only in her skirt and thigh-high stockings. As you fuck that tight, wet pussy like your life depends on it. Come inside me. I know you want it. Yes. Come. Come. Yes, baby. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. All of it. I want all your cum. No, don't pull out yet. I just I want to just collect myself. I know I won't regret this at all. You made quite a mess of my skirt. I think you have to pay for that. Well, how about hanging out at my place tomorrow to redeem yourself? I know we're going to different colleges, but we still have the whole summer in front of us. Plenty of time to catch up with what we've been missing so long.